Chapter 5. A red setter chased a ball off to Sally's right, barking happily. The owner was some distance away, looking at Sally. She knew that she looked strange, running across the common in a parka and regular shoes, but that was the least of her problems. She looked at her watch. She had been running for just under 3 minutes, and at the pace she was going, she knew she had covered almost half a mile. Ahead of her was the A3. The main road connecting London and Portsmouth. Once she crossed it, she would be off the common and in the much larger Richmond Park. The dog grabbed the ball and ran over to its mistress, tail wagging. The woman was still looking over at Sally. Sally took a quick look over her shoulder. There were a dozen or so people on the common behind her, but she spotted her pursuers immediately. There were three of them, big men with short hair. Two of them wearing bomber jackets, the third in a long leather coat that flapped behind him as he ran. They were moving at a slow jog, and even from a couple of hundred yards away, she could see that they were struggling. They were empty-handed, but she was sure they had guns. They weren't trying to catch her, they were trying to kill her. The bald man must have stayed with his car, and that was a worry, because he might be driving to the A3 to cut her off. The woman with the dog was now looking at her pursuers. If Sally looked strange, then three men in jackets jogging across the grass was even more unusual. Would they kill her in front of witnesses? Maybe. And it wasn't a chance she could take. Sally's right foot hit a bump in the grass, and she pitched forward. She managed to regain her balance and concentrated on the ground ahead of her. There had been two outlanders. There could have been six passengers in the two cars, maybe more if they had packed into the back seat. So there were three behind her. Were there others off to the side, or in the cars? She heard a siren off to the left, getting louder, but then it faded off into the distance. She took another look over her shoulder. She had pulled further away from the men. They looked gym fit, as if they spent hours lifting weights and doing squats. But gym fit and running fit were two different things. They were clearly already tired. There was no rhythm to their running, and their heads were bobbing back and forth, mouths open as they gasped for breath. She smiled despite the seriousness of her situation. In a locked room, any of them would probably be able to beat her to death with their bare hands. But out in the open, on the common, she was literally running them into the ground. In the distance, she saw the traffic of the A3. She just hoped that the outlanders weren't there waiting for her. Because if they were, then all bets were off.